back. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, January 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of news, lots of information, updates on the state committee meeting for tomorrow morning in Houghton Lake. We actually have an official email from Christina Caramo. If you're interested in attending the state committee meeting tomorrow, even though you're not a state committee member, you can register before 5 p.m. today by sending an email, info@migop.org. They need your name, what congressional district you live in, what county you live in, what township you're a precinct delegate for, city, village, your email address, and your cell phone number. And you can register to attend the state committee meeting tomorrow morning. Now, they're saying the weather is going to be bad. I've been tracking it on a couple of different weather station type monitoring for radio stations to monitor. The National Weather Service is saying most of the bad weather is going to be to our south. For those of us traveling in the UP and the northern lower, we should be able to make it to Houghton Lake. No problem. Maybe some winds blowing snow, but not as much accumulation as they're claiming downstate. Now, there is a pocket. They're saying tonight, Friday night, is going to be Gaylord. 8 to 12 inches. But the meeting isn't until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning in Houghton Lake. The plow trucks, I'm sure, will be out all night clearing I-75 and a few of the side roads. So we should be okay. The only caveat is going to be the wind. The reason is when you get high gale gusts, 40, 50 miles an hour, that snow becomes blowing. It doesn't just go straight down to the ground, and your visibility is reduced. Whiteout conditions, possibly. So we have to pray for good weather, no winds. I think whatever snow gets out there, they're going to get it plowed. I think we should be okay. Vicki and I are planning on leaving our Antrim County area at 8. Normally, Houghton Lake's only about an hour and a half from us, so we're going to provide an extra half hour, maybe even 45 minutes. So, plan to see you guys down there. If you'd like that email from Christina Caramo with the information, just text me MIGOP. MIGOP. And I'll forward you the email. Just include your email with the MIGOP. Put your email address right below it. Text it to 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the information. And oh, by the way, I'm 66 today. I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. You don't believe me? Google it and look it up. So happy birthday to me. I greatly appreciate you guys. I've gotten a ton of text messages already this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gonna go see a movie tonight. We've got a dinner movie date, me and Ms. Vicky. Looking forward to it. We'll tell you all about it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Friday, January 12th. Greatly appreciate all the text messages for happy birthday. Yes, 66 years old. Man, I do not feel 66. I got to tell you, since I dropped this weight and went through all of this fantastic, absolutely unbelievable autophagy, just go to the website, TruckerRandyHealth.com, TruckerRandyHealth.com. Listen to number four, interview number four with Missy. It has absolutely changed my life. So excited. Looking forward to tonight. Got some business errands to do after the show today. Going to go down and get my massage from Lily down at Kea's Massage in Traverse City. My Chinese ladies that are just absolutely phenomenal deep tissue massage therapists. They will work out every single knot in your body. You will walk out of there like mush. Meanwhile, while I'm getting my massage, Vicky's going next door to get her manicure, pedicure. Then we're going to go out to dinner. I'm not sure whether we're going to do Red Lobster or Outback Steakhouse. I don't know. I think I'm leaning toward the steak today. We had eggplant parmesan with meat sauce last night. Dropped a couple of pounds. So I don't know. I might be bad and go with something fried maybe even at Red Lobster. Or should I do the grilled steak at Outback? Not really sure. Then on the big IMAX theater, I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer of this yet or not. Jason Statham's Beekeeper. Oh my. This boy is ticked off. They caused his friend. Well, I'm not gonna give it away. I'm not gonna give it away. You need to go see The Beekeeper. It comes out today. And he produced it himself. And I got to tell you, this looks like it's going to be a lot of blow him up, kill him, hand to hand. Oh, man. Alpha male movie all day long. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If you haven't seen Boys in the Boat yet, that's a good movie to take your wife to. Uplifting, feel-good movie. It's got romance. It's got good-looking guys, young, lean athletes. Oh, yeah, she'll enjoy it. But then the deal is she'll go with you to The Beekeeper. This is a guy's movie, I got to tell you. Even though Vicky's kind of looking forward to it, this is a blow 'em up, shoot 'em up, hand-to-hand maneuvers. Just absolutely love this guy. So anyway, The Beekeeper. Then we're going to come home, get a good night's sleep, get up early tomorrow morning, shove out of here probably 7:45, 8 o'clock, heading to Houghton Lake. And I think, let's see, Jim, check your box. Jim, the Hotmail account, check it. I think I sent it to you already. So, yes. And again, thank you guys for all the happy birthday wishes. I greatly appreciate that. One of the things that I'm coming to realize is that this process is getting to be very, very interesting as to what is happening in this Civil War battle between Christina Caramo and those people behind this coup d'etat. And I think Bob Cushman's theory that it has to do with the filing of this lawsuit is definitely, definitely part of it. Okay, I'll check it during the bottom of the hour break, Jim. Let's see. I'll go to the list. I've got it here. You got it at 10:03 last night. Let's see. Do I have him on the list? No, I don't. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is right there. Jim and then the numbers at hotmail.com. Check your box at 10:03 last night. It says register for MIGOP State Committee meeting as a precinct delegate. I left off the E. Before Friday, January 12th at 5 p.m. And here's what it basically says. I'll read the email to you guys so you know. You don't actually have to have this email, but it came from her. And a lot of the correspondence that has been absolutely a misinformation campaign coming from Melinda Pago – the mi-gop.org website, mail server. Well, the real mail server is communication@migop.org, no hyphen. And it's interesting because all the stuff that's coming from Melinda Pago is to dear state committee members. Well, Christina's email that came out last night that I forwarded to everybody says, dear precinct delegates. Then in caps as a subject line, this is a reminder that the special state committee meeting will be held, and that's underlined, this Saturday, January 13, 2024, at 10 a.m. in Houghton Lake, Michigan. There will still be at least 200 seats available to all statewide precinct delegates. If you plan on attending, please email your name, your county name, your district number, which of course is your congressional district. If you're listening on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, that would be the first congressional district. Your email address and your cell phone number. And just simply send an email to info@migop.org. And you will be added to the guest list. They even have a link in this email if you want to click on it. They have a short little audio clip attached explaining it. Then she closes the email with this. I want to reiterate that under no circumstances will this meeting be canceled. Melinda Pago, nor anyone claiming to be from her faction, has zero authority to cancel this meeting. In Liberty, Christina Caramo, Chairwoman, Michigan Republican Party. So if you want that email, again, just text me, MIGOP, and underneath it, put in your email address. So, Jim, can you check your inbox? I sent it to you with the other folks last night, 10:03, while I was prepping for the show today. I was looking at all the news stories and sent it out to you guys last night. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, next Friday, there's going to be a forum of the Michigan, Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance. I'm going to be attending it. And as a result, part of the meeting that they're going to have, the people from this chamber alliance is going to be hosting the Senate candidates. Kind of interesting. Well, they are going to host some people that are running, but not all of the people that are running. Supposedly, MERS News Service and the Michigan Chamber Alliance commissioned a poll to be done. And in this poll on the Republican side, they claim that former Detroit Police Chief James Craig got 33% of the vote. Coming in second was former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers at 20%. Then Peter Meyer came in at 11%. Sandy Pensler was at 2%. Board of Education member Nikki Snyder and Michael Hoover came in at 1%. All the other declared candidates, they claim got 0%. Right. But the interesting part is this. James Craig, supposedly the winner at 33% of this poll, 33%. Undecided voters, the same, 33%. The poll, 600 likely Republican voters had a percentage of margin of error of 4%. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, those that didn't get at least 1%, they're not going to be invited to participate in the forum. Even though they're announced candidates, even though they're out collecting signatures, they're going to events, they're raising money, going to get their signatures to be on the ballot, doesn't matter, according to the Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance. Well, I sent in a request for media credentials. I filled out their form. I'll be attending this event a week from today. Izzy Lyman will be subbing in for me on the show. I appreciate Izzy doing that for me. And then the next day, Saturday, Vicky and I are going to go down to Lansing and attend a one-day leadership conference for Stand Up Michigan. I've been tasked to go and speak at the Republican County Party meetings to explain the plan of 2024. Monday, I will be at the Sheboygan County Republican Party meeting. Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 18th, I'm going to be at the Presque Isle County Republican Party in Rogers City, 6 p.m. at the Lighthouse Restaurant. And I've asked the chairman, Bob Britsky, to put me on the agenda so I can explain the plan. Very simply, every county party in the state of Michigan has to immediately form a vetting committee. Every candidate that is going to be on your ballot, you need to vet. You guys need to talk amongst yourselves and come up with a list of candidates that you would like Stand Up Michigan and all of their organizations that they have networked with to fund your chosen candidates. We're going to do this county by county, all 83 counties in the entire state of Michigan. You guys get a vetting committee together. You look at your ballot. Out of the candidates running, who do you guys support? Who would you like your county party would like to see get elected this year, 2024? I'm going to collect all the information, and I'm going to forward it directly to Tammy Clark and Ron Armstrong. They will have your county's choices as to who you would like to see get elected on your ballot, and then they will work to fund those candidates, provide whatever resources they need, whatever donations they can raise for them, whatever they can do. Signs, flyers, mailers, door knocking information, whatever they can provide, they will provide for your chosen candidates in your county. This is the plan of 2024. Forget the state party. We're doing this on our own, people. That's it for the first half hour. Now we head to the bottom of the hour news. Second half hour of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.